罗马书第一章
Romans chapter 1，
我们已经用了两次的时间思想这个由于信以至于信。
We expounded for two sessions from faith to faith。
我们今天要再念这几节的圣经。
We'll just continue to read these few verses of the Bible in
chapter 1。罗马书第一章
chapter 1，
我们再从第十六节念到第十七节。
Again, reading from verse 16 to 17，
一同开声来读。
Together,
一、二、三，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是上帝的大能。要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利人，因为上帝的义正在这福音上显明出来。这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。因为这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记。义人必因信得生。
For in it the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith. As it is written, he who through faith is righteous shall live.
我们一同再读第十七节，一、二、三。因为上帝的义正在这福音上显明出来，这福音是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。我们读经就到这个地方。
We stop the reading here.
再一次低头祷告。
Let us pray again.
上帝啊，我感谢你，是你把你的话启示，我们才有信的可能。是你把你的恩典赐下，我们才有明白的可能。是你把你的圣灵赐下，我们才有进入真理的可能。求主你赐福你的仆人，无论将地犯一地，被你的灵高度高过，愿主你伸手托住他们，你自己的能力覆庇他们，你的爱充满他们，你自己的光照耀他们，给他们把你的真理传讲的时候，无折扣地使我们进入对真理明白的可能里面。主，求主你吩咐撒旦远远离开这个地方，因为他在你里面原则毫无所有。求主给我们饥渴慕义的心，给我们悟性的灵，给我们智慧来吸收明白你所要对我们讲的话。奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿们。在第一次提到由于信以至于信的时候
The first time when he mentioned from faith to faith，
我们是从方法论来看这一个伟大的原则到底包含怎么样的
？We approach it as a perspective of a methodology. How it includes in this principle?
这是全本圣经的原则。
That is the principle of the whole Bible.
这是神所用的方法。
And also the method what I got used.
有许多人说我不能信。
A lot of people say I cannot believe.
因为这件事我没有看见。
Because I do not see this thing.
这件事我不能明白。
Because I cannot understand.
这件事我没有经历过。
Because I'm not experienced.
这件事我找不到证明。
Because I cannot find the evidence.
这是我们用普通的方式来决定我们对主的信仰的困难。
So we, this is the difficulty lies in the fact that we use ordinary method to understand the gospel of God.
其实我如果我们深深的思想研究这四种通常反对基督教信仰的方法的时候
If we were to study very deeply about this four method they used to oppose the word of God
这四件事连在普通的事上都是行不通的
And in the world this four methodology cannot be used
因为我们实实在在相信的许多我们根本没有看见过
Because fully we only believe many things that we do not see
你相信的许多根本想不通的
And also many things that we believe that but we can understand
你相信的许多从来你没有找到证据的事情
Also we believe many things whereby we cannot find evidence
你更相信了许许多多你未曾经历过的事情
And even more things that you believe but you never experience
但在普通的事情上你就这样让它溜过去
But in the worldly thing you just let this thing go
当到对神的信仰的时候你就把它认真提出来
But when it's the faith of God you're so serious about it
不但如此这些方法里面还有很大的错误
Also there are many mistakes in this methodology
因为你深先相信如果你看见了看见会跳到变成信心
Because you first believe that if I were to see I will have faith
这是根本不可能的事
This is not possible
所以圣经里面看见有的人见了他还是不信
And that's why the Bible says that some who see yet do not believe
有的人听见知道了照样不信
And some who heard and understand yet do not believe
有的人已经把证据给他看了还是不信
And for others they have been given the evidences yet they do not believe
耶稣基督叫拉撒路从死里复活的时候
When Jesus rose Lazarus from death
这是历史上对生命的大能 最伟大的明证。
And this is the greatest evidence of life from God.
从来没有跟死了四天，有人用全能把他叫起来。
No one has ever been dead for four days, yet people use the power to raise him from dead.
这不是证明是什么呢？
Isn't that an evidence?
他们有了证明，他们就信了吗？
But with the proof, did they believe?
他们不但没有信，而且他们就决定要把耶稣杀死。
Not only that they did not believe, they decided on that day to kill Jesus Christ.
神看人的心看得最透彻。
So God sees man's heart through and through.
神真正知道我们在他面前的反应是诚实或者不是诚实。
And He truly knows that whether our response before Him is honest or not.
今天许多人对主恩典的抗拒。
Today people are resisting the grace of God.
今天有许多人对主的救赎的这个拒绝。
And also to the salvation of God they reject.
是根本没有理由的。
But there's no reason for that.
我们所制造的借口。
And also the kind of excuses we manufacture.
表示我们的神心门是对。神关闭起
来。It is only by the sword that our doors to God is shut.
但为什么我们的心门是向撒旦开起来？
Why is that our door of our heart is open to Satan?
为什么有许多的事情你不明白，你就这样接受呢？
Why is there many things we don't understand yet we accept it?
因为我们的心向神关着，向撒旦打开来。
Because our heart to God is closed to Satan, it is open.
这不是知识的问题。
This is not a problem of knowledge.
这是心灵的问题。
But a problem of spirituality.
这不是经历的问题。
Not a problem of
这是心灵。
Another is a question of spirit.
不是证据的问题。
Not a question of evidence.
这是心灵的问题。
But a question of spirituality.
根本也不是眼见的问题。
And also not a problem of sight.
这是心灵的问题。
But also the heart.
人的心已经离开神。
Because man's heart departing from God far away.
人对神的事总是关着门。
And man is closed to God in the heart.
人对撒旦的事总是开着门。
And the things of Satan are open in the heart.
当你请一个人去赌博的时候。
When you invite a person to gamble.
他没有问你说为什么要赌博。
They never ask what's my gamble.
有什么证据告诉我我赌博是对的？
Are there any evidence show that it's right for me to gamble?
给我明白看见了这个好处我才去赌博。
Let me understand and see the good of gambling, then I'll gamble.
没有的。
No.
他们是不问知识，不问证据，他马上就去了。
They wouldn't ask for understanding or evidence, and they go gambling.
所以这是心灵的问题，不是知识的问题。
So this is the problem of the heart, not a problem of knowledge.
第一次我们谈到由于信以至于信是圣经的原则。
So that was the first time we see that from faith to faith the principle of the Bible.
不是由于知以至于信。
It's not from understanding and then we believe.
不是由于见以至于信。
But from seeing that we believe.
不是由经历以至于信。
But from experiences that we believe.
乃是由于信以至于信。
But rather it's from faith to faith.
不但如此，我们方法论的中间的看见，因为这个真正的信心就产生了知识。
And also from the principle of methodology, we know that this true faith will produce understanding.
所以是由于信以至于知。
So it's from faith to understanding.
由于信叫做证明。
From faith to be proven.
由于信经历所信的。
From the faith that you experience what you believe.
这是圣经的总原则。
That is the principle of Bible.
所以第二次我讲这个由于信以至于信的时候。
The second time we preach on from faith to faith.
我们是从人类的两个代表来看。关系的问题了。
We see from the two representatives of mankind about the relationship.
The relationship of the representative of mankind and our lives.
那是从我们人类两个代表以及我们生命之间的关系。
耶稣基督与我们的关系是怎么样的？
The relationship of Christ Jesus with us, what kind of relationship is that?
亚当与我们的关系是怎么样的？
And what kind of relationship Adam has with us?
亚当是人类的这个代表。
The Adam is a representative of mankind.
基督是人类的第二个代表。
And also Jesus Christ is the second representative of mankind.
我没有办法脱离我与亚当的这个自然的关系。
There's no way for me to sever my relationship with Adam naturally.
我可以不认识他。
I may not know him.
我可以不承认他。
I may not acknowledge him.
我可以不愿意接受他。
I may not accept him.
但你不能否认的就是你是第一个人跟第一个女人结合生下来的最后的一个果子。
But there is no way for you to sever this understanding that you are the product of the marriage between the first mankind and the first woman.
除非你再结婚。
Unless you get married again,
那么你就不能再把另外一个生命的果子再传下去。
If not, you cannot give the fruit of another person.
所以亚当夏娃是人类的代表。
So Adam and Eve is the representative for mankind.
在神的面前，亚当夏娃代表了你，代表了我， 也带了败坏了全世界所有的罪人。
Before God, this Adam and Eve represented you and I and the whole humankind in the world.
亚当夏娃犯罪抵挡神的结果。
And also the result for them to go against God, to sin against God.
生下了犯罪的人的后代。
And they gave birth to those descendants who are sinners.
亚当对神的不顺从。
And also the disobedient Adam to God.
就是我们成为不顺从之人的子孙。
And because of that, we are the descendants of the one who is disobedient.
亚当废弃了神与他所立的约。
And because he also renounced the covenant between him and God.
就是我们成为世有的人，那些失信的后代。
And also we are the one who are not honored or obedient to the covenant.
为了我自己犯罪，我才被称为罪人。
It is not necessary that because we sin ourselves, we become sinners.
相反的，我们罪人的代表有罪性，我们因他的代表，我们就在罪的这个范围里。
But because the sinful nature of the one whoSin as our representative, and that's why we have the sinful nature.
亚当与我们的关系是由于罪，以至于罪的关系。
So Adam's relationship with us is from sin to sin.
亚当与我们的关系由于悖逆，直到悖逆的关系。
And also from the disobedient to disobedient.
但耶稣基督到世界上来的时候不是如此。
But when Christ Jesus came to the world, that's not the way.
这个新的生命的源流来了。
And this source of the new life comes to us.
新的代表来了。
And the new representative comes.
新的盼望也来了
and a new hope also comes to us.
这个新生命的源流怎么样把新的盼望带给我们
and this source of the new life, how does it bring this life to us?
因为他在神面前亚当在神面前是完全不一样
because he's totally different when standing before God, him and Adam.
耶稣基督是绝对顺从上帝
that Christ Jesus is absolutely obedient to God.
耶稣基督就成为所有信神的人一个顺从最好的榜样
and also he become the example.Of the best example of all people who are obedient to God.
亚当的罪临到了所有的人
because the sin of Adam come to all people.
因为我们在他的代表性里面，我们都是罪人
because in his representation, we are all sinners.
所以死就因为罪的缘故临到所有犯罪的人
and death because of sin come to everyone who has sinned.
我们既然从亚当的代表性承受了罪性。
So since from the representativeness of Adam, we have this sinful nature.
我们的罪性就产生了罪的果子。
And our sinful nature produces the result of sin.
所以我们每个人都犯了罪。
So all of us have sin.
我们每个人都应当受上帝的审判。
And all of us should be judged by God.
但是你说为什么上帝审判亚当，连子孙都要审判呢
？Then you ask why is that God that condemned Adam and also he judged all his descendants?
是不是因为我的原罪也是？使我一定要受审判的原因。
Is it because my original sin also subject me to this judgment?
圣经给我们看到原罪是因代表性而来的。
And the Bible allow us to see that we have original sin, it is because of representativeness.
但圣经没有告诉我们神的审判是因为原罪所带来的罪性。
But the Bible never tell us we are judged because of this original sin that we have from Adam.
所以圣经告诉我们，那人要按照他所行的，或善或恶。来受神的审判。
But the Bible says that God judges us according to our own conduct, whether it's good or whether it's evil.
因为我们的行为，我们就受审判。
And because our conduct, we have been judged.
那么这样的基督到世界上来的时候
，So when Christ Jesus comes to the world,
他成为第二个代表。
He becomes the second representative.
也是幕后的一个代表。
And the last representative.
换句话说，除了这两个代表之外。人类没有第三个代表。
In other words, except these two representatives, man do not have a third representative.
如果你不是在亚当里
，If you are not in Adam,
你就是在基督里。
You must be in Christ.
你不是在罪的源流里面
，If you are not in the source of sin,
你就是在义的源流里面。
And also in the stream of righteousness.
罪是从不顺从的产生出来的。
And sin comes from disobedience.
义是从顺从里面产生
，and righteousness comes from obedience.
耶稣基督对神的顺从
，and Christ Jesus he was obedient to God.
就成为我们能顺从神的一个根基
，and also become the foundation for us to be able to obey to God.
耶稣基督对神的顺从
，and also the obedient Christ Jesus to God.
成为我们信的人所有的人的真正的榜样
，and become the true example of those who believe in God.
基督是真正的义者
，so Christ Jesus is the true righteous one.
义者披戴了肉身到世界。做人成为真正的义人
and also true righteous take the form of the flesh and become a true righteous man.
因亚当我们都成为罪人
and because of Adam we all become sinners.
我们因基督都要成为义人
but in Christ Jesus we become a righteous man.
亚当的罪 性临到了我们的身上。
And the sinful nature of Adam come to us.
基督的义性也照样临到我们的身上。
And also the righteous nature of Christ Jesus also come to us.
所以这叫因信耶稣基督，我们就被称为义的意思。
And that's why it is called that because we believe in Jesus Christ, we are justified.
上帝的义正在这福音上显明出来。
And that's why it is said that the righteousness of God in this gospel is being manifested.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
就是耶稣基督身上我们在真正看见神的义。
That is in Christ Jesus Himself that we truly see the righteousness of God.
在任何一个人的身上，我们都看不见神的义。
In all other person, we cannot see the righteousness of God.
我们只看见人的罪。
We cannot see man's sin.
耶稣基督成为人类的第二个代表。
And Christ Jesus became the second representative of mankind.
他的身上有神的义。
Upon Him, there's the righteousness of God.
他有义者的生命。
And also is the life of a righteous one.
他有义者的生活。
Also the life of a righteous one.
基督就以义的行为
，and Christ Jesus with a manifestation of righteousness,
成为神对人类的代表
，and so become the representative of a man to God,
向我们显明上帝的义
，and He manifests righteousness of God to us.
耶稣基督要在神面前代表我们，向神显明我们要怎样靠住他来称义。
And also before God, Christ Jesus want to manifest to us how can we call righteous before God.
Jesus Christ represent God to us to show us.The righteousness of God, and Jesus Christ will present us before God to show our repentance, our obedience, and our faith will be justified. 像我们因信的缘故，我们就被称义了。
So because of faith, we can be justified.
所以亚当到我们的关系是罪到罪的关系。
So from Adam to our relationship is from sin to sin.
基督与我们的关系是因为信义罪性的关系。
But the relationship of Jesus Christ to us is from faith to faith.
当我们信基督的时候
，when we believe in Jesus，
也就是把我们的顺从放在他。对神的顺从的里面
Our obedience is put into His obedience to God.
耶稣基督对父神的顺从成了一切顺从之人得救的根基
The obedience of Christ Jesus to God the Father becomes the source and foundation of all our salvation in obedience to God.
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord.
这样基督的生命就因为我们对他的信临到我们的身上
So Christ Jesus' life because our faith comes to us.
基督的义也因为我们对他的信临到我们的身上
And the righteousness of Jesus Christ because our faith in Him also comes to us.
有关于因信称义的道理
So from faith to faith
我们在罗马书第二章第三章第四章会越讲越清楚
We'll explain more clearly from chapter 2, 3 and 4 in the book of Romans
我们第二堂就谈到了代表性的问题
So in the second session we talk about the representativeness
今天我们第三次谈到由于信义之于信的时候
This is the first session whereby we are starting from faith to faith
我们就要把这个信心的等式在一个信心的程序做一个分布来讲了
So we want to expound on the order and the aspect and process of faith
由于信义之于信
From faith to faith
就变成一个层次
It becomes a process
从一个起初的层次进到一个更丰满的层次
From the original state of process it becomes a more complete process
那起初的层次里面有起初的信心
And the original state have had the original faith
在长进的过程中间有另外一种更丰满的信心
In the process of growth is a more complete and rich faith
所以这个叫由于信义之于信
And that's called from faith to faith
所以这一方面我们的思想信到底是什么呢
So we want to explore what is my faith.
信是对神真理的回应。
Faith means you want to respond to the truth of God.
对神的回应是决定我们永恒的位分的一个很重要的原则。
The response to God becomes a principle that decides our future eternal life before the Lord.
我曾经对你们讲 man is what he reacts before God.
人成为怎样的人乃是在神面前怎样的回应。
一个人对神的回应如何
How men react to God
就决定他永恒永世中间的生命如何
Will decide what kind of life he has eternally
一个人对神的启示回应如何
And how men react to God's revelation
就决定他对神的真理的了解如何
And also will decide how much you understand about the truth of God
一个人对神的呼召的回应如何
And also a man's response to the calling of God
就决定他以后的侍奉如何
Will decide in the future how that he serves
一个人对神的家的回应如何
And how a person responds want the hope of God.
就决定他基督徒教会生活如何。
And also we decide what kind of life has in the church.
一个人对神托付他在地上的工作忠心的程度如何。
And how faithful a man respond to the God and trust the ministry.
就决定他的永恒中间他属灵的生命的价值如何。
We also decide the value of his eternal life spiritually before the Lord.
每次当神向我们提示一些事的时候。
Every time when God call to us.
当上神对我们传讲他的真理的时候。
So when he preached the gospel to us.
当神呼召我们的时候。
When he called us.
当神把机会给我们的时候。
When he gave the opportunity.
我们要非常谨慎我们用怎样的态度来回应神。
We must be very careful when the attitude adopt to respond to God.
因为你是谁是决定你对神是怎样的回应。
Because who are you is decided by how you react to God.
当一个人抗拒神的时候。
When a man resists God.
他不是抗拒神他就是放弃自己永远的机会。
He is not resisting God, but rather he renounces his own eternal opportunity.
当一个人拒绝神的恩典的时候。
When a man rejects God's grace.
他不但是拒绝神的恩典是放弃自己永远灵魂得救的。
Not only that he rejects God's grace, he also gives up his own opportunity to be saved.
所以对神的回应。
So your response to God.
是我们一生里面最应当严肃谨慎注意的一件事情。
There's something we got to pay attention, be serious in our life.
求主怜悯我们。
Pray that God will help us.
从这个角度我们来看信与神的启示的回应之间的关系。
From this perspective, we want to see the relationship of faith to the response of God's truth.
Relationship of our faith as a response to the revelation of God.那这个神的启示，我们的回应就成信心对神的表现之
处。So the revelation of God, how we respond in faith, also will decide what kind of faith we have.
这件事情上，旧约的亚伯拉罕成为人类最伟大的一个代表。
Upon this, Abraham became the greatest representative of mankind.
所以圣经告诉我们，亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
And that's why the Bible says that Abraham is the father of faith.
一切凡有信心的人，他们在信心里面过的生活。都是他们成亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And all those who have faith in the life of faith become the descendants of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是我们信心之父。
Abraham becomes the father of faith.
为什么这么讲呢
？Why?
因为他对神的回应是最完整、最诚实，也是最贯彻始终的。
Because his response to God is most perfect, most complete, and most consistent.
亚伯拉罕不像我们。他从来没有念过罗马书。
Abraham is like us, he never read the book of Romans.
亚伯兰不像我们，他从来没有机会买过马太福音。
He also never have a chance to buy the book of Matthew.
亚伯兰从来没有看过圣经。
He have never read the Bible.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为那个时候的启示跟摩西的五经连第一个字都还没有出现。
Because even the Pentateuch that's given to Moses has not been given yet.
亚伯兰是在圣经被启示以前很久的时候。
Because Abraham was living a time which is very far away from the revelation of the Bible.
那么如果照圣经的总原则，信道是从听到来的。
So if according to the principle of the Bible, then you believe because you hear the gospel.
圣经又告诉我们亚伯兰是信心之父。
And also the Bible tells us that Abraham is the father of faith.
他竟然是从来没有读过圣经，从来不知道这本全本新旧约上帝道的一个人，怎么会建立他的信仰？
But he is the one who have never read the Bible, the word of God in the Bible. How can he establish faith?
当神的道还没有被记载启示成的文字以前，
even before the word of God is being revealed and written into the book,
神的话个别对某些人讲了。
The word of God is individually spoken to different persons.
亚伯兰听见神的呼召的时候
，So when Abraham heard the calling of God，
他就马上绝对顺服的回应上。
So immediately in obedience he responded。
当亚伯兰听见上帝给他的应许的时候
，When he heard about the promise from God，
他就绝对没有辩论的接受神给他的应许。
And without any debate he accepted the promise of God。
这样上帝对亚伯兰讲一句，亚伯兰就信一句。
So with one sentence God spoke to him， he believed in one sentence。
上帝对亚伯兰讲一段。他就信一段
and with a paragraph that God spoke to him he believed in one paragraph
所以我们说亚伯兰对神的回应是很完备的
so we see the response of this Abraham to God is very full
亚伯兰对神的这个顺从是很绝对
and to obedient to God is very absolute
亚伯兰对神的顺从是贯彻始终
and also his obedience to God is very consistent
所以呢从神对他说话
So at the time when God spoke to him
直到他年老的时候
and until when he was old
都有一个同样 贯彻始终的原则，绝对顺从神，没有一声狡辩。
He has a very consistent faith to God and response to God. He never debates and argues with God.
因为他信神。
Because he believes in God.
他信神是活的。
And believes that God is living God.
他信神是真神。
That God is a true God.
他信神的话是可靠的。
And that the word of God is reliable.
他信神是不改变的。
And God will never change his belief.
要把他的信心去试他。对神的回应是何等的透彻。
So because of the faith of Abraham, his response to God is also so perfect.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
这样当我们每个人说我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙的时候，
So when we say we are descendants of Abraham,
我们就剩下自己，我们有没有像亚伯拉罕对神有这种信心的回应？
Then we got to examine ourselves. Do we respond to God as what Abraham had done?
亚伯拉罕听神一句话，他就信一句话。
With a statement that God has spoken to him, Abraham believed and he responded.
今天的许多的基督徒看见神千千万万句话，每一句他都没有好好去想。
And so many Christians, they have read many statements from God, but never think carefully.
所以我们的生活没有改变。
So our life not changed.
我们的灵性没有长进。
Our spirituality never grow.
我们的行为没有使人得福。
Our conduct never bless others.
因为我们自己对神的话没有信，没有顺从，也没有回应。
Because we ourselves do not believe in the word of God, do not respond to it.
亚伯拉罕是所有人信心之父。
And Abraham is the father of all believers.
因为他对神的回应是很好。
Because his response to God is good.
那么神的启示到底要我们回应什么呢？
What kind of response God wants us in this revelation?
神启示要我们知道他是活着的神。
God reveals so that we can know that He is a living God.
神另外的启示要我们知道他是施恩的神。
Another revelation of God wants us to know that He is a giver of grace.
这样我们看见神的启示可以分成两个大的范围。
So we can see that revelation of God can be divided into two big categories.
第一个范围就是叫做普遍的启示。
The first is called a common revelation.
普遍的启示就在他神所创造的自然界里面蕴藏在其中，彰显在我们无言无语的这个观察的中间。
Oh, it's called a general revelation with review in the whole creation of God that is considered in that.
这样神就把他的智慧，把他的能力都隐藏在他所造的万有的中间。
So God's power and wisdom is now being hidden in His creation.
当你看见一朵花的时候，
When you see a flower,
你看见一条虫的时候，
When you see a worm,
你用显微镜看一个细胞的时候，
When you microscope to examine a cell,
你会看见神的智慧在其中。
You can see the wisdom of God is hidden there.
你会看见神的这一个系统在其中。
You can see the system of God is there.
你看见神的这个设计在其中。
You can see the reality of God there.
这个设计这个事情对成品来说我们很多人是不注意的。
To this reality many times we don't understand.
We cannot understand very deeply from the product about the design. 但是那些真正研究过设计学的人，
But those who truly study design,
他们很注意到一个东西变成成品要经过多少的心血，多少的思想，多少智慧的发明。
They see that they need a lot of wisdom and also thinking when a product becomes a product from design.
为什么人类科学这么进步？
And how advanced science is.
如果你叫爱因斯坦设计耳朵，可能他就是给你一个圆圆的东西放上去就。
Maybe you ask Einstein to design 2 years, he put something with round.
这个肉呢，就这样转来转去的。
You know that the design here is a curving.
而且做好了以后用软骨。
And use soft ears.
为什么呢？
Why?
用硬骨你睡觉，明天断了就很难办。
Because if you haven't bone, then when you sleep, you break it.
所以你的设计好不好啊？
So isn't that
好不好啊？啊，眼睛两个闭子在中间，好不好啊？
And two eyes here, but one nose in the
middle. 如果眼睛一个，两个闭子在旁边，好不好啊？
With one eye, but two nose at the side.
让你看东看西都看不见了。
因为
两个闭子把你挡住了。
Because two nose
over you. 在中间。
It's right in the center.
这个世界好得不得了。
Good design.
把这个鼻子动向下，不向上，好不好？
Has the nose.
很好啊。
Down up.
如果向上，每次下雨你就伤风了。
If not, every time when it rains, you get a pet cold.
眉毛在上面，不在下面，好不好？
And eyebrows.
很好。
Down here.
如果眉毛在下面，下雨你就水灾了。
Because if the eyebrow is here, every time you get a flood.
所以我如果再讲下去了，
If I continue to say,
几十个钟头都讲不完了。
tens of thousands of hours to get finished.
但我不是告诉你这个证明上帝，不是。
I'm not telling you this proves that God exists.
如果我说这些证明上帝的话，那我就回到我自己所讲的错误，有以证以至于信。
If I were to say this proves God exists, then I come back to the fact that from evidence to faith.
那你说如果这些不是证明是什么呢
？If all these are evidence, what are they?
都是显明。不是证
This only manifest, not the proof.
显明是神显出来的。
It is only manifested by God.
证明是人证上去。
It is not proven by man from down to up.
既然在总原则的方法论拒绝了由以证以至于信的这个途径
，So from a principle methodology, we disagree with the from evidence to faith.
这样的我们就要知道这是神先显明，然后我们就在这里产生了初步的信。
It is because God first manifests, then it produces the first step of faith.
显明是神本的
，God or God manifests and that's God center.
The manifestation is theocentric, and 证明是人本的。
And if a man's proving, that's a human centric.
So evidence is anthropocentric. Manifestation is theocentric. 神本的
whether it's a theocentric,
表示神自己愿意给我们明白。
We think God himself is willing to manifest
us. 很奇妙的事情。
But strange enough.
为什么同样有创造
Why is it the same creation?
同样这样奇妙的设计。
And this is a very wonderful design.
只有人可以明白呢
That man can understand.
猫不能明白
，the cat cannot。
狗不能明白
，that a dog can。
有没有一只狗看看天空啊？就太阳真奇妙。
And with a dog and stand，
有没有
？After say that it's so wonderful。
没有的
，no。
只有人
，only man。
为什么呢
？Why？
人是被造成为对神启示唯一能反应的活物。
Man is the only created being that can respond to the creation of God。
Great， man is the only。Being to have a response to the creation of God. 感谢上帝。所以神创造这个为人呢、啊。
So God creates for the sake of mankind.
你今天听了这些你看真的很奇妙。哇一听就奇妙。我告诉你如果刚才你带只狗来它一点也不奇妙它莫名其妙。
So the more you listen, the more you feel wonderful, but a dog that you brought will not feel it's wonderful.
这很奇妙真的很奇妙。
So this is wonderful.
你活的时候呢
When you're alive,
每一秒钟都是神迹。
Every second is a miracle.
你接触的每一件事
and everything you come into contact,
都是神奇妙的事情。
It is the very wonderful design of God.
这件事情伟大到一个地步。
All this is now so great and marvelous.
最新的科学
even the most advanced science,
只能复制
can only copy.
什么叫做复制呢
what am I copy?
我们要 cloning 羊出来
it's a cloning 复制的
哇你的科学很厉害可以创造羊的
you see,
没有 copy.
Is this science so advanced because they can clone sheep?
好像
copy.
好像你 copy 一个 Rolex 的手表还是 copy, 不是真的
just like you copy a Rolex watch, it's still copy.
没有什么厉害的
nothing great.
真的就是真的
the true is the true.
Copy 就是 copy.
And a copy is a copy.
真的是神所造的
and the original is created by God.
Copy 是人做出来的
the copy is created by man.
绝对不能相同的
it cannot be absolutely the same.
Copy 没有创造造性的智慧在里面
，because in copying there's no created wisdom here.
Copy 只有复制性的智慧在里面
，only the wisdom of copying.
我家里有一张图啊
，I have a picture in my home.
是中国大陆北京大这个艺术大学里面一个这个毕业生画的
，and one of the graduates from the Beijing's art school.
可惜呢，他是模仿。是 copy 法国一个大图画家所画出来的
But actually it was just a copy of a great French artist
他模仿什么呢
What did he copy?
模仿 Monet 的巴黎的一个街景图画
And he was copying Monet one of the scenery in the street on
copy
the
French 相当好
Quite good copy
所以我要买
So I bought it
我知道这个是 copy
I knew it was copy
这个 copy 我挂在那边的时候我一看 so, 我就发现不同地方在哪里
When I hang this copy there I look at it I know where's the difference
原画
The original painting,
光线的洗礼
and also the baptism of lighting.
这个这个名词全世界没有一本书用，是我自己发明的。
I would not have created this language.
The baptism of light,
the baptism of light
是一致的
is consistent.
Consistent 是整个画面一致
and it's consistent throughout the painting.
Copy 的时候
but when it's copied,
就不
可能你这个事情
It's not possible。
所以他这里画画那里画画，结果你发现这里光强的时候弱，那边应当弱的时候他强出来了。
So the lighting, the shade of it is different。
所以每一部分都对，整体不对。
So every part is right, but the totality of it is wrong。
一个伟大的图画家
So a great painter
不但构图形象好，
Not only have a good structure of it,
不但景深层次好
，Not only the gradation of it is good,
光线洗礼好
，and a background light is good,
心情的表达好
，and the expression of emotion is good,
产生心灵的共鸣好
，and then it produces a response from the spirit.
那样的图太伟大了
，and that kind of painting is great.
那种图你挂上去人不懂，过了几百年人越想越厉害。
So you hang that kind of painting, ordinary people can understand, but hundreds years pass, they people understand.
不好的图画
，but bad painting.
刚刚看很热闹，再看很讨厌。
Originally, when you see it's good, but it's sad, you know, more closely, it's not good.
第三天你就懊悔为什么买了。
And the third day, you regret why you buy it.
以后要丢到哪里不知道放在哪里。
In the future, you don't know where to throw it.
等到有个人知道很好很好，好送送，你马上送给他，你心里说他不懂。
When a person says that this is good, then you quickly want to give it away to him.
像我过去那样不懂，好在有人要去给。
Like me in the past, so you want to give it to him because you appreciate
这个创造性的功能。
So the function of creativity,
里面的智慧
the wisdom in it,
里面的这个设计
and the design in it,
隐藏的奥秘
is contained the kind of profundity,
是我们永远去查究也查不出来
is something we can never investigate.
总有很多的东西在里
and there are many things contained in it.
所以你看圣经这本书跟普通的书不一样的
So you read the Bible and other books different.
普通的书你看一遍你不需要再看第二遍
Other books you read one, you don't have to read twice.
你就懂了
You know.
但圣经怎么可能写了2000年的这个罗马书我们单单这几节一直讲讲不完
And even this book of Romans they've written for 2000 years, but this one chapter with a small sermon session.
因里面蕴藏的深度奥秘丰富不是我们有限的头脑所完全的
depth, the richness, the profundity of it is something we can understand with our own limited mentality.
从来没有人用自己的头脑会写出这样的书来
No one has ever used their own mind can write such a book.
但能由于信以至于信这四个字就从来没有一个哲学家曾经提过
Even this word from faith to faith has never a philosopher who has brought out this idea.
所以就信是有层次的
Because faith there is a process.
信的第一个层次是什么
And the first order of process.
就是从神所显明的
From what God has manifested,
他创造了万物
He created everything.
我们产生信心 then we, 相信上帝是存在的
Then we produce the kind of faith, believe that God exists.
一个人如果不信神的存在
If a man does not believe that God exists,
不是无知就是说谎
Either is ignorant or is lying.
为什么他会无知呢
Why is this ignorant?
没有好好观察
He never observed.
所以结果没有办法去看到其中的奥秘
So he cannot see the mystery in it.
一个人如果真正好好细察神的创造
If one totally truly studying that God's creation
他不可能在那个结论没有上帝
There's no way he comes to the conclusion that there's no God
圣经说愚妄人说没有上帝
And the Bible says the fool say that there's no God
愚妄人心里说没有上帝
The fool in the heart they say that there's no God
什么叫做愚妄人呢
What am I fool
就是故意刚硬做一个笨人不愿意考察不愿意思想的人然后他们以为自己聪明这种人心里昏暗所以他们说没有
上帝 The one who hardened their heart refused to study refused to observe and they themselves thought they are the wise and they say there's no God
台湾一个文学家叫做张晓峰
There's a writer in Taiwan called 张晓峰
30年前他听我讲到
30 years ago when she listened to me
他说那个时候他孩子刚刚死
At a time her son passed away
他很难过
She feel very
sad 他跟我讨论到底上帝什么意思
And she discussed with me why is that God did such a thing to him
他的文笔很美
She write very well
他有一篇文章里面有一句话这么说
And there was a statement in his article that says
一个人游历了大自然看见这样奇妙的事人就说没有上帝我不知道他发生了什么事
If a man were to go to the whole world and see that there's no God I don't know what things happen to him
到底这个人发生什么事
What happens to him I don't know
根据张晓峰的这个观念
According to the concept of 张晓峰
你不可能看见神造了这么伟大的自然结果你产生结论没有上帝
It's not possible for you to see such a wonderful thing God created and yet you come to the conclusion to say there's no God.
如果你是正常的
If you are normal,
你一定会惊叹
You would feel so marvelous.
You will be amazed, surprised, and you feel marvelous and the greatness of God.
你能够惊叹神的伟大。
神是伟大的。
God is great.
神是伟大的。
God is mighty.
从伟大无际的天边
from the mighty infinite this world，
点满星星的空
，and also from the constellation that you see，
知道在微细细胞里面所有所有的小小的东西
，and come from all minute things in the cell itself，
都隐藏着最伟大的设计
，it contains the greatest design，
最有效力的能力的应用。
There must be effective power being
used. 最简单的材料
and the simplest material
最大的果效
produce the greatest result.
这个是设计学里面很重要的事情
This is very important in design.
你能用最少的线条画出最伟大的艺术，那么你是很节省又很有效率的人。
You think the most the least number of lines will produce the biggest piece? That's the greatest design.
你能用最少的材料达到最坚固的建筑，你是很伟大的工程师。
Isn't the least amount of material you can produce a very strong building? That's a great designer.
神用最少的材料创造了一个人可以发明的东西，震动历史，影响世界。
The least material God has used to produce mankind, and also what produced for man can shake the whole history.
告诉你，人的存在就是神。存在的一个鲜明
The existence of man is a manifestation that God exists.
人的存在就是神智慧最高的一个表现
And so the existence of God is a manifestation of the highest wisdom of God.
但是神却不让自己给我们看见
But God will not allow him to be seen by us.
为什么呢
Why?
因为你如果因看见而信这个信就不是真的信
Because if you see God and you believe that's not true faith.
神要你用信到他的面前就让你看不见他
God wants you to use faith to come before Him, and that's why you never see God.
看不见他就不信，这个理由是不够的。
If you do not see God, you do not believe. That's a sufficient reason to do so.
信的本身就是超过看见。
Because faith is a transcending.
一个桌子一定有木匠把它做起来。
And also we see that a table must have a carpenter to make.
你看见桌子，你没有看见木匠怎么办
？When you see the table without seeing the carpenter, what do you do?
因为木匠才有桌子。
Because only carpenter there is a table.
因为有这个工程师才有房子。
Because there's an engineer and that's why there's a house.
这个工程师不是每天躲在房子告诉你是我做的，是我做的，是我做的。你看见看见没？是我做的。
There will not be architects that say that.
不需要。
They say that I make it and make it. It's not necessary.
这房子从空间来说比它大。
From the space of this house is bigger than the architect.
但是从他的创造性来说，他比房子更大。
But from the point of creation, he's bigger than that house.
一个人是小小的。
Man is small.
为什么人死了替他造那伟大的墓陵呢？
Why is that man and man pass away and build a big tomb for him?
如果你到南京去看孙中山的这个中山陵
If you go to 南京 you see the tomb for this 中中山
这么多的台阶
So many stairs
把你带到一个高山的上面
Bring up to the mountain hill
看见那一座建筑
And you see the building
从哪里看下整个南京
From there you see the whole 南京
这个孙中山先生的棺材这个就装一个身体像我们一样大不多不太大
and also that the casket of him only take care only of a very small body
伟大不在乎尺寸
greatness is not measured
一个人的伟大不在乎他多重
a greater man doesn't depend how heavy he is
所以你们很重的不要骄傲
so if you are heavy do not be proud
你们很小的不要自卑
if you are small and stutter do not feel
你说我看不到这工程师吗
You say I cannot see the architect
所以我不能信这个房子有人造
So I cannot believe this house is built by an architect
那个不是别人的问题就是你自己发生问题才会那么讲的
It is because you have a problem That's why you ask the question
我们看见神所创造的宇宙
When you see the universe God has created
你说没有神
You see there's a God
敢讲这句话你需要比那些说有神的人更多的信心
You have more You should have more faith If you say this statement compared to those who believe there's God
我信没有神
I believe that there's no God.
你这个信不但是没有根据，没有证明，而且是一个反常的一个反应。
And this kind of faith is not the foundation. It is an abnormal kind of response.
一个人不信神，他的信心所需要的分量是比那些信神的更大。
A man who does not believe that God exists, he needs greater faith compared to those who believe that God exists.
因为这个世界是不正常的世界。
Because this was an abnormal world.
所以有许多人把正常人当作不正常，自己不正常，自以为正常。
So a lot of people deem to normal be abnormal. He said abnormal. He deemed himself as normal.
求主的光照耀我们。
Pray that God enlighten us.
当我们从神所创造的大自然
，from the creation God has in the nature，
归出一个结论，我相信上帝的时候
，that we have a conclusion that I believe in God。
这个叫做初步的信心。
And that is the initial step of faith。
这个信心是因为对神创造的反应。
And that's the response to creation of God。
这个信心是神已经放在你里面的。
And that's the faith God has placed in the heart。
所有的动物。
And is without in all animals.
猴子不可能信神
The monkeys cannot believe that God exists.
狮子、老虎不可能信神。
Lions, tiger cannot believe.
所有的动物不可能信神。
All animals cannot believe that God exists.
因为神没有把对神反应的功能放在他们。
Because God has not put that function to respond to God in them.
只有把对神的反应放在人里面。
And God only has placed this kind of response to God in them.
人是唯一能对上帝有回应的活物。
Man is the only being that can respond to God's creation.
大家都感谢主。一、二、三。感谢主，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚！
因为我是能对神有反应
，because I can respond to God。
所以你心灵的深处，神已经把这种反应的功能放在里面。
So deep in the spirit, God has put this function of responding to in you。
但你没有用的时候
，but when before you use it，
这个反应功能不过就是潜在能而已。
It is only by the potential。
当你用的时候
，when you use it，
就变成信心了。
It became a faith。
上帝，我相信。
God, I believe in you。
信什么呢？
What do you believe?
信你是存在的。
Believe that you exist.
信你是创造者。
Believe that you are creator.
信你是有智慧的。
Believe that you are wise.
信是有大能的。
Believe that you are powerful.
信你是永恒存在的。
Believe that eternal one.
信你是很奇妙的，有爱，有智慧，有能力的上帝。
Believe that you are a marvelous God that have love and also wisdom.
这是第一个信。
That's the first belief.
由于信。以至于信呢
？So from faith to faith，
就要从这个地方慢慢发展，变成另外一个层次的信心。
It grow from this faith and become another status of faith。
所以我要在这个你们吉隆坡把这由于信、以至于信讲得最清楚。
So I want to expound the clearness in this place about from faith to faith。
第一堂从方法论讲
，The first from methodology。
第二堂从代表性的关系
，The second from relationship or representativeness。
第二堂、第三堂，我们从这个呢潜在能。从这个神启示的回应来谈。
The third is from the potentiality and also respond to the creation of God.
主啊，我回应。
Lord, I want to respond to you.
我相信有一位神。
I believe that's God.
我相信他是存在的。
I believe it exists.
我相信他是有智慧的。
I believe he's wise.
我相信他是有能力的。
I believe he's a power.
我相信他的设计是奇妙的。
I believe that his design is marvelous.
我相信是他在保护这一切。
I believe that he preserves all these things.
他保存这一切。
Also he provides all these things.
万有的存在。
So all existence
继续不断平衡。
Continue to be balanced.
大地的环境
，even the whole universe
继续断的和谐
，continue to be harmony.
到二十世纪，人类才想出一个名词叫 ecology.
Even until 20th century, people talk about 生态学
，environment.
And also the 环境。
什么叫 ecology?
What is ecology?
什么叫 environment?
What is environment?
就是这个世界的这样适合我们居住。
That this world is so suitable for us to live.
里面有个定律，自我和谐。
There's a principle whereby it harmonizes by itself.
人不但不能改变，使它更好，只能弄坏它。
Man cannot produce, cannot do it so that it's better, but only can destroy it.
We never make it better.
我们不能够使它更好。
You make it worse.
只能够它更坏。
Culture 把什么带给我们呢
？What has science brought to us?
把机器发明出来。
Machine
把汽车发明出来。
Or the car.
这个汽车每天放臭屁。
And cars every time produce dust.
弄得整个大。大气球的乌烟瘴气
，and polluted the whole world.
所以科学，人类的聪明只有破坏生态，不会改善生态。
So the intelligence of scientists can only destroy the balance of ecology.
那么这个生态的存在
，and the existence of ecology
是自然的吗
？Is it come by
nature? 没有头脑的自然来的吗
？It come from nature without any design.
不是的
，No.
一定有设计者
，There's a designer.
有保护者
，They want to provide.
有平衡者
，The balance.
这些都妥协起来。
So everything is in harmony.
为什么
？Why?
因为那一位到现在还在管理这个世界。
So because he continued to exist and control the world.
那位叫做神。
And he's got God.
要人口越来越多。
The population increases.
亚当夏娃两个人。
Only Adam and Eve exist at the time.
四个。
Two by two become four.
八个。
Four become eight.
八个变成十六个。
Four become 16.
十六变成三十二。
16 become 32.
三十二变成六十四。
31 to 64.
六十四变成128。
62 become 128。
一百二十八变成516。
And become 1516.
512，这个516就变，这个变成1024。
And 1024.
以后的就2048。
And 2048,
也就4096,
and also 4096,
就是9000多,
and 也就9000 more,
10000多,
and
20000多,
2000, 3000,
现在60亿,
now become about 60 billion,
60, 现在有多少啊
？60 billion,
我们有60多亿的人口
，60 billion,
那么每一个人吸进去都是很好的空气
，so everyone breathe the good air,
呼出来都臭的半死
，but then you exhale carbon monoxide,
再呼。再吸， 再呼。
And inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale.
氧气什么时候用完了？
When will you finish the oxygen?
什么时候用完？
When will you finish the oxygen?
你说还没有用完。
Well, we haven't depleted yet.
五年你会用完吗？
5 years later.
四年你会用完？
10 years later.
是谁管这个的？
Who is in control?
你不信上帝。
You don't believe in God.
你不信上帝，我让你不信去，你傻瓜。
So I let you not believe in God because you're a fool.
我管你不信。
I don't care whether you believe or not.
这样笨，你这个都不懂。
Because you're a fool, you don't understand even simple thing like this.
所以有一些人以为问一两个问题，上帝就倒了。上帝如果请假一天，你就倒了。
Sometimes if they ask one or two questions, God will be defeated, but God will take one day leave, you'll be defeated.
有些年轻人哈
，some young people
不敢问牧师问题。
They dare not ask us a question.
他说不是不敢。
Not that I dare not.
不要问，免得我一问他就倒下去了。
So I won't ask because if not, my pastor will be put into a difficult position.
我说1961年开始解答问题到今天。
From 1961, I've started to have an question and answer session until now.
我几乎没有发现有什么困难的问题。
I have never found any difficult question.
问题都是在发问的人自己有问题。
Because the problem lies with the one who questions.
他们以为自己很聪明。
Because they thought they're wise.
是爱因斯坦管理这个大自然。
Is it Einstein who controls the world?
是牛顿使这些平衡吗？
Is it Newton who keeps the balance of all
the world? 是 Johann Kepler 吗？
Is it Kepler?
是 Copernicus 吗？
Is Copernicus?
是 Heisenberg 吗？
Heisenberg?
是 Oppenheimer 吗？
Oppenheimer?
是中国这几个拿到诺贝尔奖金的人？
Is it the few Nobel Prize receiver in China?
是。
No.
这些人不过是对神创造研究的时候有一些成果，这个是对神的回应。
Only but this people has some achievement in the study to the thing God has created. There's an achievement.
所以你从大自然的创造中间
，from the creation of nature，
你说上帝啊
，You see God，
我相信
，I believe，
这是初步的信。
That is the first step of belief.
这个初步的信心是对神存在的信心。
That's the initial step of belief is our faith to God's existence.
我再讲一次
，I say one more time.
这初步的信心是对神存在的信心。
This initial step of faith is the faith of God's creation, of God's existence.
是个总结论。
So our conclusion is
the basic faith is to believe the existence of God.
最基本的信心乃是相信神的存在。
God is
神就是。
你说上帝存在
？You say God exists.
但我看不见
啊 ，I cannot see.
不奇怪，为什么呢？因为神是创造者。
Because God is creator,
所以造与被造之间有本质的差异。
So there's a qualitative difference between the creator and the creature.
所以造的不能和被造的同质。
So the creator cannot be the same quality as also the creator.
只有生的与被生的可以同质。
Only the one who gives birth, the one to be born, can be of same quality.
The one who gives birth and the one to be born.Can have the same quality.
那生与被生者有这个同质。
A creator and a creature, there's no way to be qualified.
造物者与被造物之间不能够同
质。不可能这样子的。所以你生的孩子可能比你聪明。
So you give the son who may be more intelligent.
你生的孩子有人的本质。
Because they have the human nature.
但是你做的东西不可能有人的本质。
But what you have made cannot have the nature of a man.
造与被造有本质的相异。
The creator and the created have a qualitative difference.
所以你不能说被造界我要看见上帝。
In the creator realm, you cannot see, I want to see God.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为上帝创造了物质，上帝本身就不是物质。
Because God created matter, and He Himself is not matter.
而你所能看见的是物质，神不是物质，所以神一定是看不见。
So what you can see is only matter, and that's so because God created matter, you cannot see God.
God is not matter, so you cannot see God.
神不是物质，你不能够看见物质。
这样，上帝看不见才是合理的。
And because God cannot be seen, and that's only but too reasonable.
如果上帝是看不见的，这就不合理的。
If God can't be seen, that's not reasonable.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
因为上帝是看不见。
Because God cannot be seen.
大家说，每一次他照的时候，你就啊，这照的好，来拍，快点拍，你就笑笑的，很忧愁，你也笑笑，假冒伪善。
Every time when people take a picture, you want to get a big pose.
好了，等拍完了以后呢
？And after taking a picture,
你说，哎，这张拍得很好。
You say this picture is good.
这张拍得不好。
This picture is no good.
你讲那句话的是最自私的。
And you are very selfish when you say that.
当你好看，你就说这张拍得很好。
Because when you are good posture, you say this picture is good.
每一个人拍得好看，刚好你打瞌睡，你说这张拍得不好。
When everyone is good in the picture, but you slumber, then you say it's not good.
你就怪拍照的。
So you blame the one who take a picture.
就是你自己刚好打针一下。
Actually, at that time, you slumber.
这张拍得不好。
Good, no good.
我告诉你。 你要真正知道一件事情是什么？
You want to know one thing.
照片拍完了以后，
after you taken the picture，
你说谁拍的？
Who took the picture？
某某人拍的。
So and so，
没有。
No，
不是他拍的。
Not that he do。
你怎么可以说不是他拍的？
How can you say that he didn't？
因为我在照片里面看不到他嘛。
Because I cannot see him in the picture。
如果你照片看到他，就不是他拍的，是自动拍的。
Because if he would be in the picture, then he would take it. It's automatic.
所以每次照片来，不要先看自己，先想谁拍的。
So every time we see the picture, don't see yourself first. See who take it.
那个拍的人一定是很牺牲自己，不像我们讲自私，看看我好不好看。
Because the one who took the picture sacrificed himself, that's why he cannot be seen in the picture.
每次拍的人自己就不在里面。
Every time when he take the picture, he's not in the picture.
就因为他不在里面，所以你才会在里面。
Because he's not in it, and then you're in it.
如果你不在里面，那么的别人就可以在里面。
If you're not in the picture, then others can be in the picture.
神造了这个世界。
When God has created the world,
神自己不在这个世界。
God is not in the world.
神造了物质。
God created matter.
神自己不是物质。
God himself is not matter.
神创造看得见的世界。
God created the visible.
神本身是看不见的。
And he's invisible.
你说我信了。
I believe.
我明白了。
I understand.
这个信心叫做初步的信。
And that faith is called initial faith.
那你说我信神够不够呢？
You say I believe in God.
不够。
No.
为什么呢？
Why?
你只知他存在。
You only know that he exists.
但是他的存在虽然成为你存在的根基。
But his existence becomes the foundation of your existence.
但是你与他的存在之间还没有到了有机的关系。
But your existence and his existence have not had the organic relationship.
所以你的信心一定要进到另外一个层次里面。
So your faith must enter into another step.
这样的这个层次是怎么产生的？
And how do you produce the next step?
由于信，以至于信。
It's from faith to faith.
就借着神的义显明出来了。
And it is being manifested in the righteousness of God.
上面的义就在这福音里面显明出来。
So the righteousness of God upon this gospel has been manifested.
这个义是本于信，以至于信。
And this righteousness is from faith to faith.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
借着福音的大能，
For the power of the gospel，
使你从相信上帝的存在变成相信上帝的救恩。
It calls you from believing that God exists into believing that God saves.
所以上帝是存在的。
God exists.
我从哪里知道？
Where can I know it?
万有的创造知道。
From the creation I know.
上帝是存在的。
That God exists.
但这位存在的上帝与我有关系。
But this existing God does he have a relationship with me?
这位存在的上帝会向我施恩吗？
This God that exists, can he give grace?
我怎么会知道他的恩典呢？
How do you know his grace?
好，我要相信他是施恩的上帝。
I must believe that he's the giver of grace.
那从哪里去看到呢？
How can you see it?
从耶稣基督福音的身上。
From the gospel of Jesus Christ.
是基督在历史的显现。
So the manifestation of Christ Jesus in
history. 创造者自己进到被造界。
He's the creator who came into the creator realm himself.
是正对着自己来访问相对界。
He's the absolute one who visited in the relative realm.
是那看不见的神亲自成为可以看见的人。
It's a God who cannot be seen, become a man who can be seen.
所以在能见见与不能见的这个交界点，有了道成肉身的福音。
So in the intersection of the visible and the invisible, there is the incarnation of Christ Jesus. We have the gospel.
The incarnation of Christ becomes the contact point between the visible world and the invisible world. 这样我们在基督里，我们就要解决了第一个层次的信怎么样进到第二个层次信。
So in Christ Jesus we solve a problem for the initial faith. How can you enter into another state of faith?
我们原来有的信心是很简单的，神存在。
The initial faith that we have is very simple, that God exists.
这位存在的神是活的。
And it's a living God.
是奇妙的。
It's wonderful.
是有智慧的。
It's a wise God.
是有计划的。
It's a one who designed.
有设计的。
And the one who designed.
有能力的。
The one who is powerful.
使世界得到保全的。
And so the one who preserves the world.
照顾历史的。
And the one who keeps the history.
使大地平衡的。
And so it's a keep the whole world in harmony.
万有引力没有失差错的。
And so the whole world is in the balance.
整个宇宙都在他的控制。
The whole universe is in control.
这个信息我有了。
I have this faith.
够了吗？不够。
No.
这位神是谁？
Who is this God?
这位神这么伟大，与我有没有关系？
It's so great. What kind of relationship has with me?
他到底把我放在哪里？
Where did he place me?
我和他之间有什么地位上的关系？
What kind of relationship I have with him positionally?
所以第二个层次的信仰比第一个层次的信仰更重要。
So the faith of a second step is more important than the first step.
你说虽然是如此，
Even though so,
但是很多伟大的伟大的政治家就很难得到第一步的信仰。
There are many big political Christian cannot have the first initial faith.
有一些科学家还不能接受第一个信仰。
Even some of the scientists cannot accept the first faith.
怎么可以看到第二步的信仰？
How can you talk about the second faith?
我告诉你，其实不是的。
Actually, not so.
许多许多人在最重要的关头，他不得不承认他已经有了第一步的信仰。
At a very crucial point, a lot of people have to believe that God exists.
所以很多人是上帝，我不能信，因为你没有把信心给我嘛。
A lot of people say that God, I don't believe in you because you never give the faith to me.
归正神学说，连信心也是神的恩典。
The Reformed faith says that even faith comes from God.
你说既然是如此，我不信上帝没有说，因为他没有把信心给我嘛。
You cannot say then that I don't believe because you never given the faith to me.
你是自打嘴巴。
But you are slapping your own faith.
因为神已经把初步的信，借着大自然奥秘所显示的神的存在，那种信已经放在你。
Because that kind of faith from the response to the whole universe, God has put that potential in you.
你不回应
，but you never respond.
所以好像没有信心。
As if there's no faith.
而潜在的已经在哪里
？The potentiality is there.
当你这一个真正的第一步的信心已经奠定起来以后
，When this first faith has been established,
那你要注意一件事情。
And one thing I was paying attention.
在受造界中，为什么有耶稣基督这个人
？In the created realm, why is there this such man called Jesus Christ?
在所有文化里面，为什么有耶稣基督所讲的那种超文化的道理
？In all culture, how can that be the worst spoken by God, the transcend culture?
为什么所有的伦理学家他们的生活能不能达到他们的教训？耶稣基督所有的行动比所有的人更高，与他所讲的完全一致。
Why is it all the morals cannot establish their own ethics, and Jesus can?
这样你看神创造万有以外
，so other than seeing that God created everything,
你就注目看在受造界中间有这一位主曾经来过。
So in the created then, you see that this Lord has come before.
所以耶稣基督在历史的显现
，so Jesus' manifestation in history
是唯一能使你从初步的信心升到更进一步的救赎的信心的一个唯一的可能。
It's the only possibility can bring you from initial faith to the next step.
从来没有人像耶稣。
No one has ever been like Jesus.
从来没有人像他那样圣洁。
No one has been like Jesus so holy.
从来没有人像他那样的爱心。
No one is like Jesus so loving.
从来没有人像他对罪的勇敢。
No one is like Jesus so brave.
从来没有人对像他那样完全同情在痛苦罪恶的贫穷在困难中间的人。
No one is like him with so compassion to those who are weak and so on in sin.
如果你深入思考耶稣基督
，If you were to think deeply on Jesus Christ，
更发现你对他的反对是绝对、绝绝对对没有理由。
All the more you discover there's no absolutely no reason for you to oppose him.
翻译句话
，In other words，
你对神的回应，特别是对耶稣的这个存在，你是常常苦恼的。
Your response to God, especially your response to Jesus Christ, is something which is unreasonable.
这是很可怜的事情。
So this is very pitiful.
当一个人真正严肃的思想
，When a man is too serious of thinking,
这个世界怎么会这样的时候
？How can the world be that sad?
里面的潜在呢，就变成了初步的信心。
The potentiality in him become the first step of believing.
更深一步的思想
，and all the further step.
怎么有耶稣这个人的时候
，Why is this son man called Jesus?
他就从初步的信心进到没有开始领受神恩典的世界。
So from initial faith, want to enter the state where you want to receive the grace of God.
以信以至于信
，from faith to faith.
这是神的义。
It's the righteousness of God.
不但是神的方法论
，nor is methodology.
不是神的原则
，nor is principle.
不但是神给我们的代表性的关系
，nor is relationship representativeness.
也给我们进到更丰盛层层的信心的途径
，but allow also a process whereby you enter the more rigid faith.
由于信以至于信
，from faith to faith.
你就从神的存在发现，这一位存在的神是可以成为我的父亲的神。
So from the assistance of God, you know that you discover that this creator can become my father.
全马来西亚的人都知道有个人叫做马哈比。
In whole Malaysia, we know that this man called Mahathir.
他在不在？
Does he exist?
在
Yes.
他在哪里
Where is he?
他在他那里我在我这里
He is in his place, I'm in my place.
他与我有什么关系
What kind of relationship have
you 有政治上的关系
It's a political relationship.
有这个社会上的关系
Social relationship.
没有家庭关系
There's no familiar relationship.
他不是我的父亲
Because he's not my father.
他不是我哥哥
He's not my brother.
他不是我祖父
He's not my grandfather.
与我没有血缘关系
There's no blood relationship.
与我没有生命关系
There's no life relationship.
我知道他的事
I know about him.
都是透过报章
Through the newspaper.
透过 新闻
through the news，
透过电台
through the television，
透过 internet 看到
through the internet，
啊，这些东西可靠到什么地方
？All this thing how are you？
我不知道
，I don't know。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为很多报章报道的是次要的
，because what reporter in the newspaper is secondary。
真正的秘密没有报道出来
，the true secret is not revealed。
所以除了看报以后，过几年你会读毛泽东密文。
And other than reading newspaper, you will see the secret life of Mao Zedong,
清宫秘史
and also the secret of the Qing Dynasty.
什么做秘密大告白
and also you expose.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为当时根本没有宣布出来
，because at that time they didn't disclose.
很多事情根本没有讲
，many things are not disclosed.
政府说可以写。
And government says you can write now.
说写出来的不一定可相信。
What has been written may not be believable.
有一个人对共产党太失望了。
A man is so disappointed with communism.
后来他对我说
，They don't tell me.
我们中国的报纸，我们没有一个字相信。
And in the Chinese newspaper, we never believe in a single word of it.
唯一可信的就是那一天是几号。
And the only thing we can believe is the day.
那个一定真的。
That must be true.
里面后面里面讲的不一定真的。
All the things that may not be true.
因为不可信嘛。
It's not reliable.
所以这样你是马哈爹在哪里
？Where's my dad?
他在哪里
？Is that?
我在这里。
I'm here.
但是他太太和你不一样。
And his wife different than you.
因为他太太是他的太太。
Because his wife is his wife.
所以呢，他的太太。可以每天跟他在一起。
So his wife can be together with him every day.
你听不到的，他听得到。
Why have not heard? She has heard.
你不知道的，他知道。
Why you don't know? She knows.
所以你秘密的对他很亲密。
What is secret to you may not be to her.
啊，许多的事情不给人看的。
Many things will not be disclosed to us.
而给太太看。
But to the wife.
许多的事情别人不知道的。
A lot of things people may not know.
给他太太。
But she knows.
为什么呢
？Why?
他有了一个亲密的关系。
Because there's an intimate relationship.
有一个特殊的地位。
There's special position.
有一个婚姻的约。
There's a marriage covenant.
有一个永远宣誓不可随便的这个解除婚约的这个信誓。
There's a marriage covenant that's cannot be simply disengaged.
是这样的，马来西亚的人民知道马哈蒂在。
So Malaysian people know that Mahathir exists.
但是马哈蒂太太说他在我身边。
My mother's wife said she is by my side.
而且他发汗声的时候。太太也很甘愿。
And when, even when he's no, his wife is willing to sleep there.
多数太太都喜欢丈夫发汗声。
And most of the wife would love that her husband's no.
因为这就是自动点名说我在这里，我在这里，我没有在别的女人那边，你放心吧，我在这里。哦，一直告诉我在这里，所以一突然间没有汗声。你就危险了
，because there's your own rest, reporter wife said, "I'm here, I'm here, I'm here."
所以白天对人讲话，晚上对太太点名报名。
所以 in the daytime they talk to others, but at night they will make themselves available, known.
别人不能听到的
，no one can hear this.
最亲近的
，the one is closest.
所以是不单知其存
，not only they know he exists,
而知其爱。
And know his love,
知其恩
know his grace,
知其奥秘
know his profundity,
知其心思意
know his mind,
知其特别的计划
know his special plans.
这个信
this belief
就比初步单单相信他存在是更深的
and it's deeper than your initial belief that he exists.
所以这义在福音上已经写明出来
So this righteousness manifests upon the gospel.
就是由于信以至于信
From faith to faith.
像人对神的回应
So man's response.
人对神的信心
Man's faith to God.
人对神的了解
Man's understanding to God.
会从存在到恩典的这一个层次进去
It will move from existence to grace
这样的希伯来书第四章第六节告诉我们
So Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 tells us
人非有信
Unless man come with faith
就不能得上帝的喜悦
He cannot be pleasing to God
因为到上帝面前来的人
So he who comes to God
必须信
Must put, 有上帝 believe that God exists.
有信，他施恩的寻找他们。
And also believe that He give grace to those who seek after Him.
你看到了吗
？You see，
这里信有上帝
，believe God exists，
信神的存在
，God exists，
初步的信
，initial faith，
信他施恩的寻找他们。
And also give grace to those who seek after Him，
对恩典的信
，and believe in grace，
就是更深一份的信
，and a deeper faith，
信到神把恩典给我。
Believing so that God will give grace to me.
恩典的最高峰是什么呢
？And what's the height of our grace?
照样从普遍之恩进到救赎之恩。
And our common grace now to the salvation, saving grace.
The common grace, the saving grace.
From common grace to saving grace, 从普遍的这个恩典到这个
救赎恩典。
就是恩典。
什么叫做普遍的恩典呢
？What is common grace?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
给我今天天气好。
Today's a good weather.
感谢主
Praise the Lord.
给我身体有健康
I'm healthy.
感谢主
Praise the Lord.
给我好东西吃
Give me good things to eat.
感谢主
Praise God.
给我有职业
Give me a job.
感谢主
Praise God.
给我收入足够生活
I have enough
感谢主
Praise God.
给我一个很好的太太
A good wife.
感谢主
Praise God.
给我很好的孩子
They have good children.
感谢主
Praise God.
给我社会的安定
They have a
感谢主
Praise God.
给我没有经济的困难
They have no difficulty in finance.
感谢主给我有聪明智慧
Praise God. I have intelligence to read and write.
这些都叫做普遍的恩惠
All these are called common grace.
那什么叫做救赎恩惠呢
What is saving grace?
感谢主
Praise God.
使我明白你的真理
The understand your truth.
感谢主
Praise God.
使我可以得到赦罪的救赎
That I can be redeemed and be forgiven.
感谢主
Praise God.
耶稣基督为我死为我复活
Christ Jesus died for me and resurrected for me.
感谢主
Praise God.
赐下圣灵在我心
Give me the Holy Spirit.
感谢主
Praise God.
赐下这本圣经成了我信仰与生活的准则
Give this Bible so it becomes the principle of my life.
感谢主
Praise God.
我几十年在地上生活完了我要永远与主同在
That when I finish my life here, I'll be with God.
这个特殊的信心的这个层次
It's called special faith.
是从普遍之恩进入救赎之恩里面的
It's entering from this common grace to the saving grace.
这是第三个意义
That's the third meaning.
由以信以至以信
From faith to faith.
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。我还需要一次。
One more time, Amen.
讲由以信以至以信
To expound from faith to faith.
我们从接受基督
When you accept the Christ,
直到我们见他面的时候
At the time when you see him,
整个路程是以信至信的。
The whole journey is from faith to faith.
愿主赐福我们。
Pray that God bless you.
今天我们就讲到这个地方。
We're going to stop here tonight.
愿上帝的恩丰丰富富浇灌在我们。
That God's grace be sharp on you abundantly.
我们低头祷告。
We bow our head for prayer.
低头。